You might be wondering what our annual event, Go Boutique Live, is about. Well, today I want to share you why I created this event, as well as I want to share some of the really juicy highlights from this 2024 event that happened just a few weeks ago. You might want to grab a pen and paper and have it ready because you're probably going to want to take some notes. Hey there. My name's Sarah Petty, and I went from a stressed out, overworked mama with three babies to being named one of America's most profitable photographers without working my kids' lives away. Now I'm the founder of the Photography Business Institute, where we provide guided support from start to finish. Whether you're a beginner photographer dipping your toes in or a more advanced photographer with big income goals. Each week on this podcast, I'll show you how to find and serve photography clients in a world where we compete with free, thanks to everyone having a digital camera in their pocket. Take the first step to adding more joy and profit to your life by downloading your free photography business tools at photographybusinessinstitute.com. Go Boutique Live. The first time photographers hear about it, they assume it's like any other photography conference. It's funny because I never thought at some point in my life, oh, I'm going to create an event. But what happened is when I went to the national conferences, there are so many speakers who are giving conflicting information because they're teaching from all different types of business models. And they're saying things like, oh, you should only do packages. And then the next speaker says, oh, you should only do a la carte. And it gets very confusing. And I realized that because of my background and the kind of business I've created, I had a moral obligation to the students who were studying from me, who I knew needed an event. I saw that they needed a place to come together and be supported. They needed more than a class or a program, because this is really how we reset the nervous system. This is how we do it, by being poured into for multiple days with the same positive messages of belief, of possibility, of proof, along with the strategies and tactics. Because once we go to bed and sleep, and then we get back into our day-to-day life, it's really like two steps forward, one step backwards when it comes to learning. And so I know when you can be immersed, that's when we have transformation. This is how you become a new you in 3 days, instead of spending months or years doing it, you know, an hour here and an hour there, and you forget in between those days. This is how we have a transformation. This is why we bring speakers that you've never heard of. You're not going to hear at other conferences. You see from other students who have followed this system, and you can hear what's working for them, and you're taking notes and you're saying, oh my gosh, I can go and I can implement these exact things. You can take these proven ideas and go use them to get clients, to get higher orders, and all the things. It's interesting too, because at other conferences, they often post a schedule. So you can look at the schedule and you can say, oh, I'd like to go hear this speaker at 10 a.m. and then the 11:15 one, and then maybe the 4:30 one. And you go to the speakers that you want to hear. And this is cool. I did it when I first started and I really loved it. And I really look at this as like an appetizer platter, where you're going and you're sampling a lot of different things, trying to get your arms around, what kind of business do I even want? What do I like to photograph? What's the direction I want to go? Our event is more of the main course. Once you know you want to build a business photographing people and pets, and you want to offer products instead of digital files so that you aren't working all the time editing digital files, which allows you to put your family first because you're opening up more time in your life, that's the perfect time to come to our event called Go Boutique Live. It's a nervous system reset. It's a time for you to put yourself and your business first so you can get clarity and make the decisions that can help you recommit to the life you want to build. This is our fifth year of this three-day event for boutique photographers. And man, it just keeps getting better and better. My team and I are grooving. Every year we do a Groundhog Day meeting after the event to look at how can we make it better? How can we make it better? And we've received so much amazing feedback of how people said this was the best event ever. We've had people who have literally been to all 5 years of the events, which is so cool. And so I put together my top takeaways for those of you who were not there. This is going to be amazing for you. And those who were there, this is a great way to anchor in what you have learned. All right. And so if you weren't able to make it, put it on your calendar right now for the last week of February next year and make sure you're there. Okay. Takeaway number one, action over distraction. This was the theme. The theme is always so important to me because I know that no change can happen in your life without taking action. And so this year, I really wanted to focus on actions and what actions can you take that can change your life. If you're a regular here, you know that our mascot at the Photography Business Institute is the squirrel. They're always taking action and thriving. And I don't want you to think of the squirrel as the poster child for being easily distracted. Seriously, squirrels are tenacious, resilient, and they're responsible for planting amazing seeds that build the community. In the wilderness, they're planting acorns that turn into trees. And in business, you're planting little relationships here and there that turn into a thriving business. What does this mean to you if you're listening? Ask yourself, are you finding yourself starting a bunch of things and not finishing, going out there and being distracted all the time and not seeing things through? Listen, if you do it correctly, all of those little acorns that you've been planting can actually turn into business for you. But you've got to stop procrastinating and having paralysis by analysis. It's about finding a system that you can take action on. And I heard from so many people that they had so many pages of actionable notes, which is so important to me. I want everybody leaving knowing what actions they're going to take next. Second big takeaway, oh my gosh, one of the best books I've read in a long time, called Hidden Potential by Adam Grant. My friend, number two, you have so much hidden potential. He talked in this book about two schools in New York City. One is the fancy elite Dalton School, and another is a school in Harlem. And both of them got to the National Chess Junior High Championship in Detroit, Michigan in 1991. And if you look at it, the Dalton School, in kindergarten, these students take a semester of chess. In first grade, they take a whole year of chess. And then, like an Olympic training center, they recruit these naturally brilliant students and put them into a training program. So by junior high, they are chess whizzes. Contrast that with a school across town, the Harlem School, where these students don't even learn chess till sixth grade. And one of them on this top team learned by playing with a drug dealer in the park. And what's interesting is that both of these schools got to the national championship, the tournament where the best of the best shows up. And it was interesting and so cool because the Harlem boys tied for first place, right? Even though these other kids had started earlier and they had more resources and more training with the right coach and the right system, even these kids who started at such a disadvantage, making less money in a year than the prep school kids paid for tuition, yet they came out national champions. What does this mean for you, my friend? Well, it means that you have this hidden potential in you, and it's so easy to judge yourself compared to where you are when you're comparing yourself to others who maybe started way ahead of you. The comparison is the thief of all joy, a quote attributed to Theodore Roosevelt. And it's just something that I know in our industry is such an epidemic, right? Everybody is comparing themselves and putting themselves down. And these boys in Harlem showed that with the right coach and the right system and the right program, that you too can catch up with people who are ahead of you, and you too can have massive success. Get going, my friend. Get going and tap into that hidden potential. Number three, increasing your client orders is easy. This program I did, where I taught 8 things you can do to get clients to invest more in your photography than ever before, was one of the most talked about. Look, to increase your client orders, it isn't a bunch of salesy tactics or pushy things. For those of you who are saying, but Sarah, yeah, this is great, but I don't have any clients to sell to, you're missing the point. These are the things that you talk about that get clients excited to come to you and book with you. This was over a 45-minute segment where I went into detail on each of these 8 things, but let me share a few highlights with you. 1, go to the client's home. I hear so many of you asking, Sarah, should I go to my clients' homes? Yes, go to their homes and use their things in the images. I showed images of a girl in a prom dress in her giant tractor wheel, right? Her dad had this giant tractor that they brought out from the barn and they cleaned up, shiny, bright green tractor where the wheel was like 10 feet big. And we put this precious, beautiful girl in the tractor in her fancy dress. And it was such a cool image. Who isn't going to love that? And again, I'm in Central Illinois, so we have a lot of farms here. We have a farming community. And this client said, how often do you get to use $1 million props in your sessions? And I chuckled and I thought, not very often. So let's pull this tractor out, baby. Let's go. We had another precious client with Down syndrome who wasn't really excited about her session. And when we went to her home and we found her favorite things, her pink shirt, and her mom had had a quilt made out of all of the Down syndrome walks. You know how they do like a 1K walk each year? Maybe it's not 1K, but it's like a walk where the whole community gets together and they raise money for Down syndrome. And these kiddos get to walk with their families. And she loved those t-shirts. And so we incorporated that t-shirt quilt into the session and she just lit up. And of course her parents were thrilled because we had photographed the other 2 siblings for their senior session. They wanted her to have that high school senior session as well. But knowing that she didn't love to be photographed, they wanted the book and the wall portraits and all the things. So by going to her house and finding her favorite things, it made it so much fun. And we were able to get all of the images that she loved and her family wanted. We had done other things like surprising the dad for Father's Day with an image of his kiddos with his favorite Land Rover Jeep. He loved it. And so it was so exciting. And so if you just go to people's homes and you create images that evoke emotion and make them so happy, it makes it so much easier to increase the order and even book them as a client. Another fun tip I shared was how to start an addiction. With my kids, I bought 2 sweaters from Land's End. They were cream cable knit sweaters. And then I bought a 3rd one when my 3rd child was born. And every year for 18 years, I created images of those kids in those sweaters. And so you do that with a client and they're addicted to you. They're coming back every single year. We've worked with clients to create heirloom images in a family piece. It might have been a little sailor suit that was grandpa's or uncle's, and then every boy in the family gets an image in that same outfit, and it becomes addicting, right? If you create a holiday card for a client who either just got married or had their first baby, and you put in the back, on the back of it, first in a series, they're addicted. They get so much feedback from people that they want to do it every year. That's how you build a profitable and successful business. Next, look for landmark sessions. Landmark sessions. So landmark sessions are times over the life of these clients doing business with you where they're going to invest more, right? Every session isn't going to be the same. Some are smaller, some are bigger, but just like going to the dentist, right? You go get a checkup every year, they clean your teeth, but every couple years they want to do x-rays and they want to do treatments to protect your teeth and things that are going to be a bigger investment, better, but that are very important over the life of good dental care, right? And so As a photographer, we owe it to our clients to educate them on when these landmark sessions should happen. So I showed examples of how we have one client who had six children, came in every year and did a formal painting at 1 year old. So each baby at 1 year old. We have other clients that come in at about four or five when their little baby is about to lose their baby teeth, and then they turn into an adult, right? Basically, you kind of go through a gawky stage, at least I did, which I just think it's interesting. Kids these days don't go through that gawky stage like I feel like my generation did. Nonetheless, they have the teeth coming in and they just change. They look like such a big kid. And so I have clients who come in and invest in a large wall portrait of those final baby years. I have people who come in and get a composite when their child is about 10. Maybe their son's in an astronaut uniform sitting on the moon, right? So we take the image in the studio and then we put them digitally in a cool scene, whether it's on the moon or being chased by a dinosaur or whatever it is that they're into. That's a really cool thing. We have high school seniors where we do really special things. I had a mom who brought her daughters in. Actually, we went out to a field and we did a portrait of them in their formal, maybe prom dress, or it was just a formal gown. And we painted this whole gorgeous scene. And so those were big orders. And those aren't every time, but if you educate them of like, these are the key times to come in, they will come in at those times and they will invest more. And then one more, I shared eight, but I want to just share another because they were so fun, is making an extreme memorable mess. We've done sessions where we have the boys jump off the dock with their skis on. We have a lake here and they're in a suit and tie. And so they have to jump off the dock with the skis or the wakeboard and not wipe out because they're in a suit and tie. And so we do a series of that where they're on the dock, they're flying through the air, they're hitting the water, they're popping up, and then they're like throwing their fist in the air, right? Like, what parent isn't going to buy that? They are. We've done things where we've cut a feather pillow open and we've done feather, you know, craziness all over the yard where they're blowing feather kisses and they're doing feather snow angels from, you know, where I'm photographing them from above. I've done that a couple times. It always is a big order because it's so much fun. Maybe it's we had kids jumping off the dock in their clothes like the end of this session or into a swimming pool. We've had farm animals brought into the studio and they made a different kind of mess. But anytime the client has to go through more effort and it makes more of a mess, their order is just going to go up because they're going to want to commemorate that memory forever and ever and ever because it's so much fun. All right. Number fourth cool thing that happened at Go Boutique Live. We talked a lot about scaffolding. If you want to build a bigger building, you've got to build scaffolding, right? When builders start to build that building, the first thing they do is they slow down and they build the scaffolding so they can make their building taller. The taller the building, the more scaffolding they have to build. And it seems like when people start a business, they just start doing it. They're like, I'm going to be a photographer. I'm going to go and promote myself doing cheap mini sessions. And they haven't built any scaffolding. So I talked a lot about that. And then we had a guest speaker, and we have the best guest speakers, people you've never heard of, people I've met and found some really amazing content that you'll never find anywhere. You'll never hear from again, likely. You won't find him at a national convention. But we invited a guy named Steve Larson. I just love him. And he talked about five types of scaffolding you need that are business systems, right? Your business systems are the scaffolding. So if you're out there trying to build a business without systems, you're not going to go very high, right? Like, think about building Legos. You're going to go as high as you reach, or like putting the bricks on a building. You can't reach higher than, you know, 8-9 feet. And then you're going to start to get stuck and you're going to start circling the building and making excuses of why you can't go higher. You're not good enough. You're not smart enough. No, you just haven't built the scaffolding. So we gave five business systems that you need. Every business needs, really. Grab a pen to write these down. And if you came to Go Boutique Live and you have our amazing 2-inch thick planner that we gave everybody, there's a place for every month's podcast, every different week, you can fill it out. So the five systems: leads, right? You have to have a system to generate consistent leads in your marketing. Number two, selling system. You have to have a system from what to say on the first phone call through booking them, through the session, through getting them to order. Number three, delivery. Like, how are you delivering? How are you, you know, framing and doing all the things that deliver your artwork? Number four, upsell. How are you offering extra products and services to them? And then number five, the one that most people leave off, is the support system that you're building, right? Who's coaching you? Who's mentoring you? Who is helping you? It's like the general contractor on the job, making sure that all the pieces are working. The marketing's working, the selling's working, the delivery's working, the fulfillment, all of the things are working. We had another guest speaker on a side note who is amazing. Her name is Stephanie Harrison. You might want to check her out, but she talked about the science of happiness, how to use that to thrive, succeed, and make a difference. And you might check her out on Instagram at New Happy Co. N-E-W-H-A-P-P-Y-C-O. She was so delightful, and she has all of these graphics that will inspire you. And she was a perfect speaker for a bunch of creatives. Really fascinating. All right, number five, you might be asking yourself, who are the right fit clients? So for those of you and those people at Go Boutique Live who wanted more clients, we did a lot of talking about our ideal clients. And one of our peak performer students, a member of our program, Allie Klein, shared a killer client income value scale. And we went through it in detail together, and she broke down the clients who are low in value and low in income. They're not the clients we want, right? Like, everybody isn't going to be our client. Let's stop trying to serve everyone. And then as we went up on the left side in income and on the right side in how they valued photography, it got better and better. And so, you know, in the upper right-hand quadrant, obviously, are our ideal clients and our ideal partners. And so that was a really fun segment brought out by one of our students who is just out there crushing it. And so it's not just about me. It's about our entire community who's here serving so hard. Number six, you might be asking, well, that's great. Now I know where the right fit clients are, who they are, but how do I find them? How do I find right fit clients who aren't looking for me? Okay, so after we went through Allie's value scale and we realized there are these right fit clients, but sometimes they're not out there searching for a photographer. And I gave an example of the air fryer. I didn't even know what an air fryer was, right? I cook in an oven, in a stove, in my kitchen. And my youngest daughter's in college and she has a dorm. There's no kitchen in the dorm. There's literally nothing. My son's college had this really great area where everyone on the floor of the dorm could go and cook. Like, it's a little prep area, right? Where you had a shared refrigerator that if you needed to put something in there for the day or night or whatever, you could use. And then there was a microwave and some other places where they could prep their food, right? But in dorms, they don't let you have anything. And so someone snuck in an air fryer, and maybe they're allowed, I don't even know, but the whole dorm is cooking in an air fryer. She's making chicken and eggs and healthy food in her dorm on the floor of her dorm. And she's telling me, oh my gosh, I cut up a sweet potato. I made French fries. And she's doing all these things. She's like, Mom, you need to have this. You should have this. It's so fun and easy and it's healthy and all of these things. And of course, I had to go out and get an air fryer, right? They actually bought me one for Christmas because they knew I was going to go get one. And we've been having so much fun with it, but I didn't even know it existed. I didn't even realize it. And so we did a lot of talking about how people think photographers just deliver digital files, but we are creating wall portraits and beautiful artwork that they're not even thinking about. They're looking for how to decorate their home and they're not considering us. And so we talked about the number one way to find people who don't know we exist. You want to know what it is? It's to get a partner. A partner is another business who shares your target audience. When you have a partner, they can do the heavy lifting for you. They can bridge the gap. Truly, you are one partner away from a fully booked calendar. We talked about a concept called Dream 100 that came from a book by a man named Chet Holmes, and it was called The Ultimate Sales Machine. And it's an older book on selling, but one of the concepts I loved in this book was about Dream 100. So I really walked in detail everybody through what that meant. It's really, in a nutshell, picking businesses that you want to work with that are serving your ideal audience and you partner with them, right? And so when you build that relationship, and I'm going to give you those five steps in a moment, But when you nurture those relationships and partner with them, look at the math, right? So one client on your own should be at least a $1,000 order if you follow our systems. Easy peasy, right? They're buying wall portraits. It's a no-brainer. But when a referring partner can send you 5 to 20 clients a year at $1,000 minimum, that's $20,000 a year. And many of my students, after they're in my programs for a bit, they're making double that, right? So $40,000 a year from these referral partners over 10 years, that's almost $500,000, right? $400,000, that's crazy awesome. Right? Crazy pants, amazingness. So that's how we find right fit clients who aren't looking for us. And number 7, I'm going to give you the 5 steps to building that one perfect partnership. Again, you might want to write these down. And we went into detail in them, but let me give them to you so that you know what they are. Number 1, identify them, right? So you got to identify who the right fit partners are. Number 2, you've got to build relationships with them. You don't just walk up to a person and say, hey, you want to marry me? No, you've got to build a relationship first. Number 3, get them to fall in love with you, with what you do. You shouldn't be pitching anything to anybody who doesn't know, like, and trust you. So get them to care about you. Number 4, that's when the magic starts. That's when we create marketing opportunities that you can do together. And number 5, they introduce you to their audience through that marketing opportunity. You guys all try to start with 4 and 5. No, you got to go back first. Be more intentional about picking them, finding them, wooing them, and then you build the magic. And if you're saying, but Sarah, I've tried to do this and it didn't work. Well, you've tried to build a building without having scaffolding, right? You didn't have anything to step up on, to climb up on. You just started throwing bricks and hoping they would stick. Instead, slow it down, get the scaffolding, and then you know exactly where to put your foot, right? You step up, step up, step up, and you've got a beautiful partnership. Number 8, I talked about overcoming the law of need, which is where most of you go wrong when you're trying to create a partnership, right? You come from a place of needership instead of leadership. That's the law of need, my friend. The law of need governs desperation. I got to make money. I've got to have money, right? I need my new baby business to make money. Listen, why is it that we understand when we have a baby, it's going to be quite a few years before they can get a job? Heck, before they can feed themselves and dress themselves. So when you start a business, it's going to take a minute, right? You feed, nurture, and pour into your baby for 14 years before they can get an actual job. And you just think a business partnership relationship is going to pop out of nowhere. No, you've got to start nurturing these relationships. And once you do that, it's amazing how fast that can change. It's not going to take 14 years, right, to happen. So, but what's the best way to find those partners? Proximity is power. Tony Robbins talks about this all the time, right? Put yourself in the room with the right people. So getting involved in your community, my friend, you've got to do it. And I know you're saying, but I'm an introvert. Look, some of my best students are introverts because they know they have to get out there. Don't hide behind your personality, because success in business is not personality driven. All right, so get out there. And we launched the coolest campaign for our students. It's called Community Seed Money, that we're going to be implementing over the next year, where we hold their hands to do this, right? So my friend, if you know you need to do this and you want to do this, come get with us so you can step up on our scaffolding that already exists to do it and work with us. I think that's one of the biggest reasons students love to come and work with us, is because we do it with them. We, like, done for you, baby. We give you the path. We give you the plans. Some of the things are done for our students, and then they go out in the market and bam, it's insane, right? You don't have to do this stuff alone. You do have to do it, but you don't have to do it alone. Okay. And number 9, also playing on that, came from Chet Holmes's book. You got to remember the 30-day rule, my friend, because you're saying, but I don't have any clients. The 30-day rule states that the prospecting you do in the next 30 days serves you for the next 90 days. So if you don't have any clients and you're in a slump, it's because you're not prospecting. Right? Get out there, shake trees, my friend, plant acorns. The squirrel doesn't look for a tree on an acorn that it didn't plant months ago. All right, get out in the market. Proximity is power. Plant seeds, build partnerships. find right fit clients, and you can crush this. I hope you liked less than a 30-minute version of a 3-day intensive immersive event, but I wanted to whet your appetite and get you excited for what's coming. For coming next year, for those of you who came, I wanted to anchor in all those favorite things. I'd love to hear from you if there was something that was a favorite that I didn't bring up. Message me on Instagram at sarah.petty. If you want to get in our program, see how we can help you, message me at sarah.petty. Listen, my friend, I'm so thrilled that you're here, that you're listening to these things, because that shows me you are committed to creating a more fulfilling future. If you want to succeed in business and you want to discover your hidden potential when you're competing against people who had way more advantages than you, it's so important for you to be investing in yourself. You just have to. Every year we have Go Boutique Live around the same week, the last week of February. I would encourage you to go right now, pencil that into your planner next year. Also put it on your calendar for the week after Christmas, that last week of the year, to grab your ticket if you haven't already. Write it down, goboutiquelive.com, so you don't forget and so that you can write it off in this year's expenses. It's amazing. And you guys, over the next few months, I really want this to settle in for you. You're going to be hearing success stories here on this podcast and on my social media and all over where I'm putting content out there. Success stories of students who came to Go Boutique Live and who are taking action in their life. And that could have been you, right? It might be you. Maybe it is you. Maybe you were there and you're taking action and you're moving your business forward. But if it isn't you, imagine what that would feel like, right? This doesn't take years and years and years. It takes weeks and months, and it takes you making a decision and taking action to move your business forward. My friend, it's March, right? It's March, and we're starting to pick up momentum and steam for the year. It is time for you to stop the excuses, stop the busy work, stop that I'm stuck in learning mode or I don't have a support system. You're never going to have a support system until you build it, until you find the scaffolding you need to keep growing. All right? Do that for yourself, my friend. You are worth it. You are so worth it. And if you want clients to invest in you, you've got to invest in yourself. So keep going, my friend. Keep building that business. Keep reaching for your dreams. And just know you can have it all. You can have a great relationship, marriage, partnership. You can be a great parent. You can pour into your kids. You can have a career you love and make money and have time for yourself. You can have it all. All right? You can. I believe in you. Go toward the light, my friend, and let's make this year amazing. It's your time. Woohoo! You did it, friend. You just listened to a full episode of the Worth Every Penny Joycast. You invested time in bettering yourself, and your photography business will thank you for it. I'm proud of you. And if you enjoyed this podcast, could you do me a favor? Like and share it so it reaches more photographers who need to hear it. Join me next Tuesday and I'll help you grow your photography business.